Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 755. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. We're learning today Lerfu Shlema Avraham Ben Chaya. Okay, we're in the middle of talking about the interruption of talking out in between. We've been moving down the line, obviously, from the washing process all the way down the line. We're up to the Hamoitzi. And like we've been talking about, a lot of these interruption halachas, interruptions apply to other foods also, and also berachas hamitzvahs. In other words, when you make the bracha, between the bracha and taking the first bite. But the reason why we're working on the hamoitzi is because our siman kuf samach zayin has to do with hamoitzi, and a lot of these halachas pertain a little bit more to the hamoitzi and the suda. Okay, so as opposed to like plain shahakol, or if somebody makes a baruch priya eitz on an apple or something like that, a little bit different. Okay, so getting back to what we're talking about, we said if somebody talks out between the bracha, let's say they made the hamoitzi lechem in haaretz, and now they spoke out. Well, you have to say over the, make over the bracha, finish, you have to make the hamoitzi again, and Mishabur says even one word. Okay, but then we started to explain last year that that's only in conjunction if it has nothing to do with the eating, what you're going to eat now, or for the suda. If it's just the verm betalim, other things. So now it says, so now what could one talk out b'di'evet? Again, l'chatchila, we don't do this. L'chatchila, you don't make the hamoitzi and then start figuring out what am I going to say. Obviously, a person makes the hamoitzi, we've spoken about again and again, you take the first bite and you swallow. But now things come up. We forgot the salt. So we said, number one, you're allowed to say to bring salt. Okay, that's number one. Or to motion, even better, to motion to bring the salt. Now, tells us the Mishnah Berurah in Zifkat Lamed Zayin. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch said. And tells us the Mishnah Berurah in Zifkat Lamed Zayin, that which the Mechaber actually said, you're allowed to talk out, on things which pertain to the bracha right now. What exactly does that mean? So one example was salt, and then the Mishnah Berurah says in Zifkat Lamed Zayin, afilu hifzik bedevarim she'enu letzarech prusas, hamoitzi. In other words, even if you're going to talk out between the hamoitzi and the first bite, something that doesn't pertain exactly for this hamoitzi, which is salt, I need for my hamoitzi. I'm going to eat the piece of bread, the piece of challah. I need my salt. Fine, but not just that, but also rak mein yoni tzorchei tzorchei suda. Even for things that are needed for the meal, we're sitting by a meal. Shabbos, not Shabbos, it doesn't really make much of a difference. We'll see. There are certain halachas which I want to talk about. Let's say somebody forgot to make kiddush, right? Somebody got to make havdalah, which could come up. I come home from shul, fine, and a whole bunch of events took place, or whatever the case is, I didn't have a chance to make havdalah. I sit down to my malava malka. I wash, beautiful, I make my hamoitzi lechem in haaretz, I'm about to take the first bite, oyvei, I just remembered I forgot to make havdalah. What do I do now? On one side, I just made a hamoitzi, I have to take a bite, 1 second. But on the other side, what do you mean? You didn't make havdalah. You're not allowed to eat without havdalah. What do I do? Okay, we'll talk about the very interesting case. And there's another case that Shulchan Aruch brings down kiddush. Kiddush is probably not too often. Somebody comes home from shul. And again, it could happen by a simcha, possibly, right? By a simcha, people are talking, schmoozing. They sit down to hamoitzi and they make the hamoitzi. All of a sudden, oyvei, 1 second. I made the hamaitzi, I'm about to cut the challah, whatever, and I just realized I forgot to make kiddush. So we'll talk about how that works. But now just getting back to a regular standard procedure, if you want to call it, the regular inyanim from the Suda tells us the Mishnah Berurah one would be allowed to talk out also. Again, it's all b'diyevet, all pressing knees, b'shas adchak, person forgot, or whatever. L'chatchila, we don't do this at all. V'afilu diber lahavi kelim tells us the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Lamed Zayin, even just to bring kalim, to bring the utensils, shehin letzarech hasuda, lo yhavi hefsik, also b'di'evid would not have a din of a hefsik as a interruption. A person says, I need a fork, right? Do I need the spoon? Or they'll just motion spoon or something like that. So that's also, as long as it's tzarchei hasuda, so then we say also, again, post facto, one would not have to make over the bracha, lo yhavi hefsik. It does not have a din of a hefsik. Okay, so I just want to read from the Sefer Yitzchak Halachas, sort of summing up and moving on to some more halachas in our category. And I was simon again, Kuf Samach Zayin, Ois Chof Dalid, in the Yitzchak Halachas, it says, L'chatchila, like we saw in the Ramah, L'chatchila, Ein Lahafzik, Bein Bracha L'chatchila, initially, preferably, one should not make an interruption. Ein lahafsik bein bracha l'achila gam bedevarim shehem. I'm sorry. Right. Gam bedevarim shehem l'tzarech suda. Even for things that are needed for the suda. Again, l'chatchila, we don't make any interruption at all, even for things that are needed for the suda. Mikol makam im hifsik bedevarim. If it happened, mikol makam im hifsik bedevarim shehem l'tzarech suda. L'tzarech amaiti. If it happens, person made a hifsik for these type of things for the tzarech suda, which we've been talking about. You're going, like they said, bring salt. Or like the Mishnah Berurah said, even the Tzarchei Asuda, something along those lines. Initially, don't do it. But somebody did it, you do not have to make a bracha. Afilu hachi ein devarim elu hefsik. They would not classify as a hefsik. And you do not have to make over another bracha. But again, keeping in mind, if you spoke out even one word, and it's not in conjunction with anything that's needed for the suda. You spoke out one word, right? Whatever it was, you said a word. So now you spoke out a word, and you would have to make over the bracha. So one has to be very careful to, as they say in Yiddish, halt kup. I just want to give an example. I mean, it could be anything. An example, something. For example, let's say somebody makes a hamotzi, right? Let's say during the week, and the Shabbos people try and talk about only holy things. But let's say during the week, and I make the hamotzi lechem in haaretz, and before I take the first bite, my friend asks me, "To what time is that grocery store open?" Right? And I answer 7 or something like that, or I'll answer 8. You know, just one word, you have to make over the bracha. It's nothing to do with the meal. He's not asking me about the meal. He's just asking me what time is that grocery store closed. I answer 6, right? So that's it. You said one word, and you made the hamotzi. You didn't take the first bite. So if you took the first bite, you just didn't swallow. We said, right? We spoke about that. But the eved is what to rely on. You do not make over the bracha. But I made the hamotzi, and or any other bracha, shahakol, ha'etz, whatever it is, and I didn't take the first bite. And I spoke something which has nothing to do with what I'm eating now or the meal, upcoming meal. And even just one word, like we just said an example, it could be anything, and it's nothing to do with all these things, you would have to make over the bracha again. So very, very important thing to keep in mind. Okay, so now just one more quick thing, which we'll try and get a little bit more into next year, and that is the Sefer Yetzer Halachos brings down, not just that, but you could even, if a person, let's say there's a question on the kashrus, right? If somebody makes a bracha on something, not just the hamotzi, on anything, make a bracha, and before I take the bite, somebody says, oh, 1 second, did you check the hashgacha or something like that? And it could be there's a question before I take the bite, I have to check the hashgacha, right? Or even further, he says even to look up the halacha possibly would be okay. So we'll see. We'll talk about that upcoming shiurim because it is l'chayre. It is a tzarech for the suda, right? A tzarech for the thing I'm going to eat. We'll continue next time. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha v'racha kol tov.